Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, December 27, 2021. And the time is 1:15 Central Time. As always, my anointed brothers and my beautiful educated sisters, we've got another powerful message scheduled for you today. Today, brothers and sisters, we want to jump right in talking about what's going around today, and that is free-floating anxiety. It's just floating around, hoping that you allow it to rest and settle up on your mind. Free-floating anxiety. It's this fear-based, trauma-induced mind control that whoever they are, they're hoping you don't connect with a Negro like me that's going to be able to assist you with over, under, and understanding how to exit the matrix. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to over, under, and understand that everybody has a specific way that their mind operates. And in order for you to be successful in this frequency, this wave, and this vibration, we have to understand how free-floating anxiety works. This free-floating anxiety is a well-oiled machine. It's just like in the Matrix 4. I watched Matrix 4 yesterday, and it was talking about, the whole movie is basically about how the other three versions of the Matrix was actually supposed to be a video game. They was trying to get Neo to believe that what he had experienced was just a dream, that it wasn't real. So it's kind of like a dream inside of a dream. It's a box inside of a box. In other words, they want to use your memories and try to use them to prevent you from moving forward to establish a connection with the original source code. There's also a movie called Source Code. In this movie, a guy is dead. He died from, I think he was in the military. But they kept his mind and his memories alive and used them to hack into altered states of reality. Now, that's really, really out there. But if we were to reel it back in and bring it to home, what it means for you and I is that there's an attack on our values or our value. That's how we oscillate, how we establish our equilibrium. That's our vibrational, authentically, or how we vibrate authentically in a disposition of evolving or love that makes us unique and eternal. So the power uses free-floating anxiety to prevent that from happening. It's a way by which to create a feeling that you are unsettled, nervous, or upset, but you're not sure what to do. It's this feeling, because remember, they have to change the field. And the only way for me to change the field is to get you to question. It's to get you to have this feeling that something bad is going to happen, that something bad has already happened. I got to get you to feel it, though. That means that thought has to be maintained. It has to be repeated. I gotta get you to have a feeling. I gotta get you to ponder. I gotta get you to wonder. It's this free-floating anxiety that gets you to question your reality. I have to get you to a place where you actually create your own altered state. So it's not nobody else's fault but you, but the way the system is set up is it gets you to have a feeling, and it's just, you can't really nail down why. It's just that, something's off. You can't move forward. You want to move forward, but you can't. And your brain is stuck. And you're stuck because there is this unsettled feeling that you have, and it creates a specific disposition. That disposition, remember, It's not based upon anything, because there's not one really bad thing that really is overwhelming. You know, it's not associated with a physical or a mental or social or financial disaster. Sure, there's a lot of things that could be better. But, you know, it's not nothing major. It's not like a bam. It's not like a major incident that has taken place. And so it is this feeling, this overwhelming sometimes feeling that you have. Now, for some people, it's not overwhelming. It's just there. But this feeling is what prevents you. The reason for today's call is that this prevents you from doing what I've been asking you to do, which is establishing your online business. It prevents you with establishing and writing your book. It stops you from establishing the three modules to set up. Now, a module, an online business, let me tell you how simple this is, but the power of free-floating anxiety prevents you from doing what something that as simple as, if you sit down and say, I'm a life path one. You go to Google, you type in life path number one. The first website that pops up, you highlight it. Or you open it and you highlight it, the description of the number one. For example, it says number one is a very strong vibration. Number one is the vibration, of individuality and invention. Number one is the innovative and creativity that allows the characteristics that's associated with the number and the people who life is under that number to start new projects. It's a number that makes you unique and inventive. It's a number that gives you the best qualities for multitasking, for leadership, for self-employment, and for being your own boss. It is a number for responsibility. So it goes on and it just describes the number one. That's a module. You just copy it. You paste it onto a Word document. You add an example of how you've done that in your own life. That's module one. About 3, 5, 6 pages. You're done. Then you go to module two. Module two is your second number. Let's say the second number in your life path number, or the second number in your name, niche, and narrative, because what are we talking about today? We're talking about there's a fear-based trauma-induced mind control. This fear-based trauma-induced mind control stops you. You can't do nothing. You're paralyzed. You're like a deer in the headlights. Not you personally, but you know. This is free-floating anxiety. The whole world is stuck in the matrix. That the matrix is a free-based trauma-induced. So the free-base is like free-basing cocaine. You remember way back in the day, they said, hey, man, I'm free-basing cocaine. Bam, that's it. Who induced that? Government. So free-basing trauma. Could you imagine free-basing trauma? That's what everybody does. So everybody's like, they're free-basing trauma. And that free-based trauma, it induces mind control. That's the whole globe has been free-basing. I mean, you can't even make this shit up. Everybody is free-basing trauma. Could you imagine? So when we free-base something, free-basing is the way, or it is a method of self-administering. And that, back in the day, it was alkaloids. That is, again, basically an addictive substance like crack cocaine. So free-basing, again, is a process by which we take something from its natural state and you put it into you transform it into an additional state. For example, from powder to liquid, or from liquid to powder. So that way you can do what? You can ingest it in this case. So free basing essentially, it means taking the base form of something and changing it or processing it into another form. Usually, you have to add some other substance, like water, or back in the cocaine days, they added ammonia. So when you freebase something, you're changing its form to make it more similar, make it easier for you to assimilate. So freebasing trauma. Man, you talk about crazy. OMG. People are freebasing trauma. And then when you freebase, they're like when you're freebasing cocaine. So now trauma is the black man's cocaine now. Remember back in the day they introduced crack cocaine into the hood? Well, what did they introduce in the hood? Now, what took the place of crack cocaine? Well, what took the place of crack cocaine is trauma. Drama. Love and hip hop. Basketball wives. You know, Atlanta Housewives of Atlanta. Housewives of Beverly Hills. All of these shows are trauma. Because trauma and drama, they kissing cousins. So, trauma and drama induce mind control, but I got to freebase it. I got to change its form so that way I got to make it entertain. I got to bring about entertainment. So entertainment brings about brain entrainment. So I train the brain so that way you can experience economic drain. Oh, man, them good old boys got a system in place. Woo-wee! Damn. I should have thought of this myself. You talking about making money hands over fist? So everybody's walking around and they scared up, but they can't tell you why they scared up. They just have a feeling like, damn, Doc, I don't know, something's off. My brother, praise Jesus. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to go to church. I ain't going to never solve nothing, but I got to get rid of this feeling. So what do we do? Coping mechanisms. Some people, alcohol. Some people, overeating. Some other people, you know, going to church. Everybody have their coping mechanism. Some people can, you know, exercise, like me all the time. Everybody has a way of coping with their reality. But it's, we got to remember, it is free-based crack cocaine, which is now trauma. So trauma is the new crack cocaine. Everybody is free-based in trauma. Are you serious? Absolutely. Okay, Doc, that sounds good. Brother, what else you got? Well, once you freebase enough trauma, I take you a little bit, but you oscillate, then you reciprocate, then you elevate. So everybody, your oscillation pattern, that's your aura, that's your orbit pattern, that's your thought management pattern. So the reason why people can't do what Sister Charlotte of the West is encouraging everybody to do through mental maintenance, you can't. Why? Trauma is in the space or in the place of management. It's impossible to manage one's brain because of trauma. So trauma induces the inability to control the mind because somebody else is in the seat of your mind. You can't control your mind. Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belfagor, that dude do that, they there. So even though you would like, there is this pervasive sense of dread and doom. And oh, damn, Dr. Shit's coming there. Now, remember, nothing major going on. It's a lot of little stuff. Now, I'm not saying nothing is happening in your life. Bad shit happens. But is it the end of the world? I mean, they just wiped off, you know. Man, and you know what? Some doing this crazy. Ever since they canceled my YouTube channel, man, my email is blowing up. People ask, hey, man, what happened to your YouTube channel? You got another channel? One dude texted me and said, hey, man, I downloaded every show you've ever done all the way up to 2018, almost 3,000 shows. You don't got them, I got them. I'm like, damn. So you downloaded every show I've ever done? So yeah, I went back to your latest show. I don't know, I was just downloading them. I was listening to your stuff. I've been listening to you for 5 years. All the way back to, he said, yeah, I got shows all the way back to 2009. Since you started, I downloaded all your stuff, my brother. Say, really? Yeah, I got it all on my hard drive. You want it? Hell yeah, I want it. He sent it to me, bro. Then I got other dudes. I got all these people saying, hey, I got this, I got that. So I want to simply say, man, no matter what happens in your life, it shouldn't put you into a space of free floating anxiety. Well, brother Will, what is that, my brother? Well, free floating anxiety is like crazy. Now, the reason that it's crazy is because when we talk about psychological mechanisms that bring about what is called ritual abuse or the manipulation that brings about dysfunction. Now, dysfunction is anytime the normal routine or optimization of life is interrupted. So that is, you know, that's dysfunction. It's very important that we understand dysfunction. Now, remember, this is deep psychological stuff, so this is not one of my usual, you know, surface level. So it does require a little thought today. It does, you know, today's message, as we've already mentioned, does require you to go a little bit past the, you know, the basic teachings of, you know, Jesus Christ and Him crucified today. Because what we're talking about is freebasing trauma. So if you weren't around back in the 70s and the 80s when Nixon and his homeboys introduced crack cocaine into the black neighborhood, this may be difficult for you to follow. Because free-floating anxiety is this uneasiness, but it's not tied to a specific event. It's a psychological, it's an unconscious psychological feeling of nervousness, worry, anxiety, that it's not attached to a specific reason. In other words, if I ask you, you just woke up and say, hey, Doc, I'm feeling, I don't know, but I hear what you're saying, my brother. Shit sounds good. I want to implement it. You know, I want to join the 2020 Total Awareness. I'm sorry, the 2022 People Development or whatever you want to do to move forward, but you got a feeling. And you can't put your feeling on why you have that feeling. Now, see, I have a feeling, but my feeling that I have comes from, okay, I just lost 5,000 videos off of my YouTube channel that got canceled. So that's kind of, you can kind of say, okay, that's justifiable. But that feeling, you know, it lasted for, you know, 6 hours maybe. And then now I'm good. But when you free-base trauma, it induces mind control. But free-base trauma is not, you know, people don't realize that when you free base trauma, you basically changing the way by which the basis of trauma is absorbed by the brain. So the way that trauma, when we talk about trauma-induced mind control, I have to be able to form a baseline. So when you're free basing crack cocaine, remember, the same thing that you do biologically, you do spiritually. So I want to increase the potency of trauma. Free basing is not only changing the base from like powder to liquid or liquid to powder, it's also increasing the potential of the trauma. So that way, when I free-base cocaine or when I free-base any drug, what I'm doing is I want to change the structure by either heating it or cooling it down so that way I can make it more potent when I ingest it or when I smoke it. So trauma means that you got to heat it up or you got to cool it down. That's why if you look at Love and Hip Hop, when you look at the Basketball Wives, when you look at all television, if you go to World Star Hip Hop, all this shit is really animated. Look at every movie on TV. It's very animated. It's really because I gotta make sure that I increase its potency. Its potency. I gotta make it smaller. I gotta change the chemical structure. So that way, I'm changing it from liquid to solid or solid to liquid or gas, but I'm talking spiritually. And we're talking trauma. So the same way that you freebase drugs is the same way that you freebase trauma. Now, the whole purpose of freebasing is induction. Because, you know, remember, I need a better way to induce you. Because, I mean, what I'm doing is great. But the shit needs to be more potent, Doc. I need your mind control. I need you to be my boy. You know what I'm saying? I need you to be my B-I-T-C-H. In other words, I need you to see an authority figure and immediately do shit without question. So when I say, hey, death jab, you say, yes, sir. Hit both arms, please. If I say concentration count, you say, yes, sir. If I put on that mask, you say, yes. I need you to do shit without questioning it. See, some of y'all ask too many questions. So in order for me to make sure that I can dumb you down more, we already dumbed down, but I need to dumb you down more, so I'm going to introduce this. It's just floating around. It's free-floating anxiety. You cannot tell me why you feel the way you feel. There's no reason for you to be angry. None. You got money in your pocket. You in your right mind. You got health in your body. Marriage is going great. Kids is, you know, out. They grown in college. They doing their own thing. You know, people love you on your job. You're in good health. There's no reason. It's like when I go down, it's like, you know, seeing a homeless white man or a homeless white person. And the whole everything is set up for white folks in this country. So it's difficult for me when I see a white person homeless. Now I understand, you know, bad shit happens. I had a lot of, you know, people, you know, that didn't come up, they was just like me. They was Caucasian, but they grew up on, you know, just like I did. But the system is set up that is more advantageous. Because if I go, because remember, I did the experiment already. I don't go to the bank, drive through, have a $1,000 check. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we need to come inside. I go right around, change seats. Let the wife, this is when I'm my first marriage. Remember, she had three brothers. So we used to play this game all the time. I would get her brothers. They were all military, so we would do, you know, we would play this game. We would go to the mall. They would charge me one price. I would go out of the mall. They would go in. They would charge them another price. And we did all kind of little games like this to prove systematic. Remember, it's not individual, it's systematic. The whole, now remember, most people are racist, they don't even know they're racist. And it was funny because, you know, remember me and her, my ex-wife's brother, we were both cops at the same time. And it was very interesting to see the discussion. We was cops were around when the Rodney King stuff came out. And he was like, yeah, man, he deserved everything that he got. I was like, really? What? He was twitching, man. Every time they hit him, he moved. Now, we both cops. We both went to this academy together. But he's white, and I'm black. And I saw the Rodney King thing, and I was like, they caught him. Yeah, but he shouldn't have ran. No, he didn't. But you ain't supposed to administer justice there at the scene. That's what the court system is for. Hell no, shit, he made me ran, get my uniform dirty, I'm a shit, that must, he deserved to get his ass beat. That is the disposition that I'm talking about. That is trauma that is induced. It's not, it was induced. So, induce means to persuade or influence the state of mind. See, right now you are in the induction process. You don't even know it. You cannot put your finger on it. Some days I wake up and I'm like, damn, why am I feeling like this? I got four cars in my driveway. I got a big ass house. I made more money this year than I ever made in my life. My children are doing great. Sure, I lost my baby girl in 2019, but thankfully Source Code provided me with an understanding and a way by which to process it. I process it. I'm just driving down the road. And I go by the Warren, by the high school, and it is just, bam. I just have to pull over and I just cry. Then I'm good. So it just comes and goes. When it comes, I let it come. When it go, I let it go. I don't have to hang on to it. I ain't building no shrine. I ain't trying to do none of the shit that the dominant culture says do. I just live my life. But I have those days where I don't feel like working out. There's no reason why I should not work out. I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it today, Sister Cheryl. Some days I don't feel like doing shiznits. Those are the days when you have to challenge yourself. Say, no, get your ass up, bruh. You got a roof over. You know what I do? So the show, honestly, I think back. And I think back to when I was a child growing up. I have a, you know, my bonus son's birthday was just a couple of days ago. And I cried. You know, we bought him a new car, new for him anyway. And I cried. And I had to go off to myself and I had to cry. The reason I cried for the show was the position I'm in today, I wish, I told my son, my oldest son, BJ, I wish I was in the position that I am today when he was 16. I cried, Sister Cheryl. That's all I could do. I cannot go back and re-raise my first children. I had an opportunity, and I blew it, Sister Cheryl. Now, was I a bad father? My children had a roof over their head, although it changed every week. They had food in their belly, although it may not, it probably was just ramen noodles and beans. But Sister Cheryl, I look at my father and I look at the way that I was raised. And my children, I know that they're children, even though they're grown, they're still children. This is what I mean, Sister Cheryl. You have to be very careful. Because see, I'm about two thoughts away from deep depression. And I know that. So like I tell you guys, I don't have the luxury of allowing that electrical current. The word induced means to produce an electrical current that brings about the establishment of a disposition. Now, I need you to understand me, because if you don't get it today, some of you guys are going to destroy your tomorrow. See, I can sit here and feel sorry for how I sucked as a father in my first marriage and my first family and all the mistakes I made. But you know what I do for the show? I look back and I go back to my children are children, so I don't expect them to be an adult or to think the way I think. So I understand. They may not understand. It ain't their job. It's my job to understand. I know that my father did the best that he could. What did he do? Well, shit, not very much. But at least he got me out in an orphanage home. When I was in an orphanage home, at least he came and picked me up. He took me to Richmond. I stayed in Richmond at his house for at least about 3-4 months, if I remember, before I packed my shit and left. But at least he did that, Sister Cheryl. He didn't have to. He could have just not even picked me up. So I must be thankful for what my father did. See, I'm an adult now, though. I'm not a kid. So I don't think like a child no more. So those thoughts come back, Sister Cheryl, and I think, I was like, damn. I remember the thing when Shamora was here that almost destroyed my current marriage. Because Shamora didn't have a room. And it bothered me, Sister Cheryl, because I didn't have a room. So if I'm not careful, Sister Cheryl, those thoughts, remember, we're talking about free-based, trauma-induced mind control. We're talking about free-floating anxiety. It's just floating around waiting for you to let it in. It's just knocking on your door. See, the devil doesn't play fair, man. I wish he did, but he don't. See, you're going to have a feeling of dread, fear, the jitters. You have feelings of misgivings. Y'all know what misgivings is? A misgiving, like all of this stuff, is like, why are we having misgivings? So when you have a misgiving, it's a feeling of doubt, distrust, and apprehension. It's just a feeling, though, Sister Cheryl. It ain't real. Unless we keep feeling it. That's why you can't feel it. But how do you feel it? How do you replace that feeling? Well, that's why you tuned in today. Because right now, if you don't replace that feeling, bam, I'm going to induce that feeling of misgiving, meaning just distrust or anger or doubt, or like in my case, you just like you beating yourself up for not being yourself, or not being the better version of yourself. Right now, I love me some me. So the enemy can't do that. So what does he do? He take me back to, yo, yeah, you're a good dad now. But what about, you know, what about 20 years ago? What about 25 years ago? Oh, you got a good marriage now? What about your first marriage, though? Oh, look at that. You got a good business now. But shit, what about the other three that you burned? What about all the money that you borrowed? What about all the shit that you did wrong? So the enemy, you know, he can't get me with no current shit. He got to take me back into the past. And he tried to use that to gaslight. And he's doing the same thing with you. Maybe it's not your past. Maybe it's your current situation. Maybe you're worried about the future. Everybody got something. Everybody got something that you've been gaslighting with. The enemy is using that to bring about the feeling of misgiving, dread, fear, jitters, uneasiness, panic, nervousness. All of this is what? See, anxiety is like a really good salesman. So a really good salesman, they know exactly. They know exactly what you really want to buy. A really good salesman, they've already studied you. And they know what you really, really want. They know your underlying needs or desires. And they know how to push your buttons. So this free-floating anxiety is this anxiety that allows you to feel something without cause. There is no specific major physical, mental, social, financial disaster that has taken place in your life today. But yet, you have this feeling. You should be feeling magnanimous. But there is a baseline of excessive worry. And it results in physical symptoms such as nausea, fatigue, headaches, dizziness, cold sweats, bloating, overweight, chronic fatigue. All of these are feelings that show that you are suffering from free-floating anxiety. It is pervasive. It's not attached to any one incident. And it produces this is the precursor. This is a gateway feeling for the big one. Toxic shame. Woo, once you get that toxic shame, bam, financial drain. Matter of how, man, I'm telling you, I already been there, done that a plethora of times. Toxic shame destroys financial gain. Why? Money is repelled by uneasiness. That's it. I don't care how much money you got right now. You will be broke as a joke if you have a feeling of uneasy. Money is only attracted to confidence. So this whole shit is all about making you psychologically destitute. It is this impeding feeling of doom. There is no reason. It's like if you got a lot of money, you stressed out about how you're going to keep it. You ain't got no money, you stressed out about how you're going to get it. You got a little bit of money, you stressed about about what's taking it. All of these feelings, bam, because you hang on to it for a while, that is what creates the problem. In other words, it's like most medications. Most medications, they don't cure nothing, they just cause something. You take a high blood pressure pill, that causes a high blood pressure. So most of the drugs you take they actually enhance the disease. That's the same way free-floating anxiety work. Now, remember what we said at the beginning. The word free-floating means free-basing. So free-basing is like back in the day when, in the hood, when everybody was free-basing cocaine. So free-basing emotions means you actually alter the structure of the emotion. Let me say that again. Free-basing trauma induces mind control. Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and your people. I did not read this shit in a book. I already did it. When you free-base trauma, that means that something really did happen in your life. It really, like my mom really died when I was 13. Like my father just recently died. My 19-year-old daughter just recently transitioned, died, gone. Like, I don't know if y'all know, when somebody dies, they don't come back. It's not like in the movies. Shit's real. So how do you process that, man? What are you supposed to do with that? You got to live your rest of your life without a loved one. So you guys lost jobs and, you know, houses and cars, and everybody has experienced some type of a traumatic event. There's no one on this call that can tell me, oh, Doc, I'm trauma-free, brother. Praise Jesus. Nah, boo. Everybody has experienced some type of a traumatic event. Now, remember, whether the traumatic event, remember, the way that the enemy works is perception. It is perceived. So oppression, whether it is real or not, you could win the lottery and that could be oppressive to you. So trauma is just what we call oppression. It is cruel, harsh, and unjust. So everybody's perception is different. So you could feel like something is cruel, harsh, and unjust. That's a feeling. So I already know how the enemy works. He's going to cause you to have a feeling. Now, I'm going to say that feeling is not real, but it's real to you. And you are totally justified to feel the way. Never allow someone to belittle your feelings. They are justified to you. It means you are it is a highly stressful and highly disturbing experience. And that creates what we call trauma. And trauma has the ability to alter the brain in such a way that it makes it accessible or accessible by all of the other low-lying demons or dispositions. So all of the other emotions can't get in. So the enemy must get you to be oppressed. Then that's a gateway drug to fear, doubt, unbelief, licentiousness, you know, idolatry, adultery, all of the other fruit of the flesh, they cannot get in. Unless trauma. Trauma alters the brain. It creates altered states of reality. So once you experience trauma, da, 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 all the rest of the events come in. Now remember, trauma is some type of a impactful event. And remember, trauma is really oppression. That's why it's so dangerous. Because people say, they don't understand why Jim Bob is on drugs, or Jim Bob is pissed off, or this happened. You see somebody, they got money, they got cars, they got everything. You see Hollywood stars, and yet they strung out on drugs. You're like, what the? They commit suicide. They do crazy shit. Why? Oppression. See, oppression is cruel, harsh, unjust treatment that is perceived. It doesn't have to be real. It is mental pressure or distress. Oppression. It's like opium. Oppression, all trauma is oppression. Because what you, like to me, if I have a flat tire on the side of the freeway at a rush hour, take out my jack, I'm going to turn my radio on, pop my hood, man, it's another day at the office. But if you are Oprah Winfrey, you've never changed a flat tire in your life. If Oprah Winfrey is driving down, or some other high level, you know, female that's high end and never had to change a flat in her life, if you have a flat tire on the side of the road, major intersection, phone is dead, she can't call nobody, don't have OnStar, she got to do it herself, that shit's stressful. That's a traumatic event. So that's why this topic is so different for everybody. Because I'm sitting up here talking to you, and what's stressful for me, it's not stressful for you. And what's stressful for you is not stressful for me. So you're going to go tell your story to somebody else, and then they're going to tell you, shit, get over it, dog. Ain't nothing wrong with you, man. Shit, put your big boy drawers on. Put your big girl panties on. And you're like, shit, your nerves is all bad. Your car died on the side of the freeway, man. And you remember when you was a kid, your car used to die. Or you never had a car when you was a kid growing up. So when I was a kid growing up, I rode a bicycle everywhere. So when I was a kid growing up, it was totally different from when my kids were kids. And so everybody's definition of trauma, and that's the most important piece of the puzzle, is everybody's definition of free-floating trauma, which is free-floating anxiety. And free-floating anxiety, that's the whole game now. So the whole world, the dominant culture is using the psychological mechanisms of what is known in psychology as ritual abuse, which means it is the manipulation. It is the manipulation of your perception by using, again, the threat, using the ideals. I mean, let me get this right. So I got a disease, or I can get COVID-19, but I got to go test it to see if I even got it. Now, I'm a country boy from Texas, but I need somebody to explain this shit to me now. Because every time, like when I get a toothache, I don't go to the dentist before my tooth pain shows up. Now, I do preventive dentist maintenance, all that stuff, but I'm just saying, you know if you got a cavity. How do you know? It's some shit called pain. Now, if you have a heart attack, you know you're having a heart attack. How do you know? It's called pain. If you break your ankle, you don't just walk around and, you know, wondering if your ankle is broken. You know you got an ankle broke. How? Pain. So you mean to tell me I got to go get tested for COVID-19 and I can have it with no symptoms? Now, I understand that there are some things that lies dormant. And over time, it could pop up, but it still produces pain. You could catch it early if you go get examined, like they say with women supposed to have, you know, the breast cancer thing, right? You go get, remember, the radiation is really what causes the breast cancer, but that's another study for another time. There's other things to it. But what you're saying, I'm simply explaining to you the psychological principles that are being used to bring about mind control programming. What are the psychological principles that have been used to bring about mind control programming? The feeling of helplessness. You see, brothers and sisters, the best way for me to control you is to create an environment where you feel you are helpless to change the outcome. See, the reason why I'm self-employed is because I don't want that feeling of being helpless to change the outcome. When I had a job, I can only work so much overtime. And work. Now, remember, Now, if you're a 4 or an 8, then you're wired by God to basically work at a job. So I'm not talking to you if you're a 4 or if you're an 8. But if you're a 5 or if you're a 6, if you're a 7, any of the other numbers, you're more wired from a creative perspective to actually be like the wind. You're free-flowing. So when you're put in a box or in a cubicle, you feel different. That's why I remember you can't – what works for a 5 is not going to work for an 8. What works for a 1 is not going to work for a 6. So I cannot do this show and do no blanket therapy. You can't do that. This shit doesn't work. So what I'm saying to you today, this free-floating anxiety is different for each one of the life path numbers. You're going to perceive it differently. So for a 5, what I'm saying is like, shit, just get over it. Now, but if you are a 7 or an 8, what I'm saying is real. You know that because you have these feelings. If you're a 2, woo, you way like that. Because why? If you are a life path number 2, your whole world is based upon spirit, which is feelings that are in an abundance. Meaning, if you have an anxiety disorder, and if you are a 2, you have a bunch of feelings of uneasiness, tension, dread, impending doom. You have a feeling because your job as a 2 is you are put on earth to control feelings. See, like if you're born in the month of October, same thing. If you're born in the month of October, this affects you a lot more than anybody else. Why? Because you have a perceptual field that is wide. Most people's perception or perceptual field, which means awareness and motivation. There's something that motivates you that makes you aware. That's how you problem solve. That's also how you learn. If you are a 5 and a 2, you got a feeling right now in your stomach. You got butterflies in your stomach right now. Right now, your sleep is disturbed because you are the most sensitive to the narrowing field of detailed perception. Now, in psychology, this is the what is called the underlying environmental stimuli. It's being distorted by the dominant culture. What does that mean? If you hear Joe Fauci every day saying, death, 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 but you riding around, you don't see no death, 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 death. You're unable to process because there's no emotional or environmental stimuli. It's psychological. So people who are 5 and you're born in October, how do I know this? I got a son. My son BJ is like this. So my son BJ can be stimulated psychologically when there is no environmental stimulation. In other words, it's all in his head. Meaning, I can call BJ one day and he'd say, man, like I just talked to him the other day. Dad, man, everything's going great. Living the dream. My life is good. Then I can call him another day and it's just like it's the end of the world. But there's no environmental stimulus. I'll like, hey, BJ, did something happen, man? And no, nothing happened. What's going on, man? Well, shit, I don't know. It's the end of the world, man. The government, man, F the world. Damn, what happened? Nothing happened. Something happened in his head, though, because the stimulation is not environmental. That's 5s, and that's people born in October. So if I'm talking to a 5, and I'm talking to somebody who's born in October, I ain't going to ask them about the environment. But if I'm talking to a 4 or an 8, I'm going to ask them about what happened with your car, what happened with your marriage, what happened with the kids. Something externally stimulated them. But then there's other people where something internal, now the government, they got both bases covered. So the government makes sure that whether you are externally or whether you are environmentally or internally stimulated, they have something that's going to bring about fear-based trauma-induced mind control. So we know that the word induced simply means, now remember, everything starts with what is called misgivings. Misgivings is a feeling of doubt, distrust, and apprehension. Everybody has that. Why? Joe Biden is in office. That's the number one problem. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, Sleepy Joe is just not doing the job. It doesn't matter what your problem is. You just look at reality. We got your boy Fauci on the news every night. So that is creating a feeling of distrust. Do I really believe that the government has my black? See, I'm a black man in America. Stop playing. I was 2 years old and I didn't trust the government. I was born with distrust for the government. So this shit is not like Johnny Come Lately. So what does that lead to? What is that? That is what is called trauma-induced mind control. Because I can't put no, okay, why do you don't trust the government, Mr. Rogers? Shit, I don't know. We could say, you know, I can go back in history and come up with a bunch of stuff. But if you ask me, Mr. Rogers, what did the United States government personally do to you? Actually, nothing. Government has really been good to me, actually. If it wasn't for the United States Marine Corps, I'd probably be dead or in prison. I served well. My son went to UT Austin, courtesy of the United States government. I got a degree, courtesy of the United States government. I can go free to the VA right now, courtesy of the United States government. My wife get a check every month, courtesy of the United States government. I'm going to purchase a home, zero money down, courtesy of the United States government. So, Mr. Rogers, what has the United States government personally done to you? Nothing. So what's the problem, Mr. Rogers? Fear or free floating anxiety. Why? There's just some shit floating around that somebody said about the government. And the government did bad shit to black people. They introduced drugs in the 60s into the government. They did the Tuskegee. They gave black folks, you know, freaking, what was it? Not AIDS, but the other one. Syphilis. On purpose, just to see what happens. Now, we're not even going to talk about slavery. And I don't remember white folks being enslaved. They say that they were way back in the day. I ain't seen it. I just remember the history of black folks being in slavery. And it was the government. But have you personally been a slave, Mr. Rogers? No, I have not. So why do you have a distrust for the United States government? That is called free-floating anxiety. It's just floating around, but I cannot put my finger on one specific incident. Now, what is the dangers of that? Well, the danger of that is I destroyed my first marriage, right? Then I got my second marriage, and I have this feeling. What's the feeling? Well, my wife goes somewhere. Babe, where are you going? I'm going to the store. How do I know you're going to the store? You want to go with me? Yeah, I'll go with you. Now, nothing has happened with me and my wife, at least for his own, with her behalf. So why do I have this feeling? See, free-floating anxiety, that shit will destroy your marriage. It will destroy your job. It will destroy your parent. It will destroy your relationship with your children. It will destroy everything. Why? Because you have a feeling something bad is going to happen. And because you have that feeling, you create bad. Because remember, you bring about what you feel. So if you don't learn where I've learned, how when that feeling comes into my head, I say, hold up, time out. I've been married to my wife for 14 years. 14. My wife has never gave me anything why I should not trust or distrust. That feeling is a freaking lie. And then I go on about my day. If you don't call that devil out, he's going to destroy your life. So your job is to, if you got a good wife, you got a good husband, you got a good job, you got a good car, it ain't done nothing. You just read about, well, you know, you got a Ford, you know, freaking Pinto, right? Everybody, if you got a Ford Pinto, man, that's a piece of, man, what the heck you doing driving? Now, your Ford Pinto, you had it for 10 years. You go out there, it starts up. The Ford Pinto got good mileage. It got a nice paint job. Everybody, your grandmother talks about your Ford Pinto. What has your Ford Pinto personally done to you? Nothing. But you don't like it. How come? Free floating anxiety. It's the shit just floating around. Why? Somebody put that shit in your head. What is your job, Mr. Rogers? What is my job? My job is to analyze through the established psychological principles that I've learned over the years of my vast research. So now I know something that most people don't. For example, I know that this is my second marriage. I know, because I know how I feel, that my first wife probably should be and is and feels a little something. Why? Because on life I'm living now, she should have experienced, but she didn't. I know my children from my first marriage should feel, because they see the shit I'm doing with my current bonus children, Alec and Zanaya. I just bought Alec a brand new car. So I already know. So I made sure that I called my son primarily, because I already know that they're going to have a feeling, because I know how the enemy works. And I know that they are children. They're young adults. It took me 50 years to get to the point where I can call that feeling out for what it is, pull it out into the open, see if that feeling is justified. If that feeling is not justified, that mother beat got to go. So this is how I grow, because I know. I don't have belief. I have knowing systems. If I got a feeling, man, my wife is cheating on me. You know what I'm going to do with that feeling? I'm going to pull it out. And I ain't going to ask the wife. Now, when I was younger, dumber, and stupider, I would. Now, I just do my own research. And I know that my wife can't be cheating on me. She ain't got enough time. Everywhere she goes, she got two little crumb snatchers with her. She's not with her crumb snatchers, children. She's with her mom and with her dad. I know she runs the church. She is the church. She at the church. She at the church right now. If there's an event, I already know who's putting it on. She barely have time to scratch her ass. So I know if she got time to squeeze in, you know, another dude in between all of that stuff, that man, she's good. She deserves. Shit, I will give her high five if she can pull that off. What is your point, Doc? Man, y'all got to stop living with this anxiety disorder that has been distributed by the dominant culture in the form of free-floating anxiety. This is trauma-induced mind control. But remember, the trauma is fear-based, and it's fear-based means free-based. So it is free-basing fear. Stop it. Stop free-basing. It's the same thing that they did in the 60s, in the 70s. Free-basing is the process of increasing the potential and the potency of the trauma. When you're free-basing emotions, what you are doing is you are changing shit that is not real into shit that is real, and then, that brings about the induction. Now, remember, the word induction means to produce an electrical current. The word induction means to increase the expression of a negative control system. You are doing that shit, bro. The shit's not real. Everything that the dominant culture is trying to make you feel. See, they make you, even the weatherman come out, even shit. You know, the weatherman say, yeah, tomorrow's going to be rainy and sunny. Tomorrow is hot and 80 degrees. Even the weatherman, even that fool is gaslighting you. The whole planet. Remember, we just did the show on gaslighting. We talked about cosmic gaslighting. What does it do? Number one, it alters your state of reality. What does free basing emotions do? Alter your state of reality. Remember, I just watched Matrix 4. What was Matrix 4 all about? They was mind-effing Neo. They got that fool to believe that what happened didn't happen. It was a video game, bro. Shit's in your head, homie. Really? Am I crazy? So your emotions are real, man. The shit that happened to you in your life is real. But guess what? Guess what? Past tense. Was I abused when I was a little kid? Yes. Was I was forced to go without food when I was a kid? Yes. Was I beaten? Yes. Did my mom die? Yes. But guess what? That shit happened long ago. So what do I got to do? Gaslighting causes you to question your memories. Did that shit really happen? Gaslighting causes you to question your perception. So now you don't believe what you see is real. Remember, like in the Matrix, the dude's looking like, damn. So what is the goal of dominant culture? They want to marry virtual reality and reality. They want to create video games so real that you don't even know whether or not you're in the real world or you're in the virtual reality world. That's the whole point of the metaverse. So right now, guess what? I have to be the bearer of good news. We are already, in a state of reality. So what's real? Is the dream what some people say when you are dreaming? That's the real world. Like this, you're asleep. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. Let's wrap this up with a smoking gun. What's a smoking gun, Doc? This is not the real world. This is the Matrix. What? This is a virtual reality game. You are a sim. You are really an NPC, a non-player character. So what's the game? This is how I know this is true. Now, I know that I am a transhuman. So they're using transhumanism, but they want you to connect with a computer. Damn, that's why the depth jab is so important. Why? Because the depth jab, I hope to God I'm wrong. This is the one time I want to give away $100,000. I got my $100,000 reward off of anything that I say. I give you $100,000 if I'm wrong. I want to lose this bet. But based upon everything I'm seeing with the depth jab, the reason I got banned off of YouTube because I said the word hydrovulgarius. I just got my appeal back, like I told you guys before. They said you got banned off of YouTube for violating medical standards of our medical community standards. I asked, sir, could you please explain to me the specific medical community standard that I violated? They said, damn straight we can tell you. In your last video, you said hydrovulgarius. I said, yeah, I got the shit off the internet, bruh. How can it be wrong and it's on the internet? I mean, we all know everything on the internet is not true. But what I meant was, they said, well, to be more specific, Mr. Rogers, you said that hydrovulgarius was replacing hydro. And then you said that people should be consuming H3O and not H2O. For that, Mr. Rogers, That goes against the CDC's recommendation. For that, you got kicked off. We do not want you here any longer. You can't play. Take your ball and go home, sir. They said, you said H-Y-D-R-O is being replaced with H-Y-D-R-A. Hydra is replacing hydro or hydrogen. Damn straight. Well, sir, we don't find no. Well, this shit is cosmic, bro. But it is being expressed because it is the genetic re-engineering activity. Hydro vulgaris uses calcium to genetically engineer and alter the DNA. I got 100 grand if you can prove me wrong. Go to the website ESO.org. I mean, how many thousands? That's thousands and thousands. Find anybody that understands neuroscience or neurobiology. They don't teach this shit, you know, at the standard school. But if you understand the blood-brain barrier. Now, remember, when my daughter died, I got the death certificate. And in the death certificate, you know what it said? It said the exact same shit that I've been researching all my life. There was damage in her dura mater. If you go get my book right now, Neuroplasticity in the Freaking Brain. What causes the brain to heat up is when the CSF, I have a freaking book, 200 pages that explains CSF. If somebody effes with your CSF, your cerebral spiritual fluid, or your cerebral spinal cord fluid, it causes the brain to heat up, which causes you to have a seizure. I just start explaining this shit to my ex-wife. That's why I just tell Shamora, you don't need no damn medication. We got to increase. But I just didn't know that was damage to a cranium. The shit's in the death certificate. I read every motherfucking page. So let me make sure you understand. Somebody going to try to gaslight you, man. You can't gaslight me, bro. I understand the freaking facts. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. There are professionals out there. No disrespect to doctors. I'll be my own mother, be doctor. No disrespect to lawyers. I can be my own mother, be lawyer. No disrespect to mechanics. But I can be my own mother, be mechanic. No disrespect to plumbers. But if I got a mother, be plumbing problem, I'm a mother, be it my mother, be self. Sorry for all the beats. As you can see, I'm a little animated. Why? This shit is real, man. This is real life. You only got one shot. There's a great article called Guardian of the Brain. Read that shit before you take the death jab, bruh. I got 100 grand if you can prove me wrong. I hope I'm wrong in this case. Brothers and sisters, what are you saying? What am I saying? I am simply expressing to you today the importance of you over and understanding that you are being cosmically gaslit. Gaslighting is universal now, just like racism. There is no individual racism. The shit's systemic. The whole freaking globe. This shit is a system of institutionalized racism. Take your black ass to the bank. See what happens. Then get your white friend to go in the bank. See what happens. I got 100 grand if you can prove me wrong. Yo, you still don't believe me? Cosmic gaslighting, man. Ain't no individual person gonna walk up to you and change your and alter your reality. The government, the universe, the freaking Nephilim, the Anunnakis, this shit is global, bruh. This shit is galactic. Let me rephrase that. This is galactic. You don't understand that there's galactic racism? You know there's different types of Anunnakis? This shit came to Earth. Racism didn't happen just on Earth. You know, there's the Brotherhood of the, you know, of the Galactic Gun, the Federation of the, you know, the Brotherhood of Light. All of their ascended masters are what we call Caucasian. And then there is the Tahutis and the Green Ones. All of the, as we call them, Egyptologies, Egypt and Anus, all of them are what we call green. But we call it black. But if you look at all the ancient texts, they were all green. That's why, look at the Hulk. What color is the Hulk? Look at the movie The Avatar. Remember the show that I did on red, green, blue? All superheroes are red, green, or blue. Those are all colors for black. So this is, shit's been, it's not just not on Earth, man. This is gaslighting on a galactic scale. So your job is to understand how to start, sell, and scale so that way you can get out of this fear-based, trauma-induced mind control. That's how I got out. How did you get out, Doc? I started doing what the Bible said. I brought every thought into captivity to see why was it producing an electrical current in my brain. If I did not want that electrical current to be, because remember, that electrical current makes you magnetic. You are an electrical magnetic being. So your electricity produces your magnetism. You are an electrified magnet. So you draw things to you based upon your mind or your mentalism. So if you are mental, if you are mentally in a state of fear, you're going to draw fear to you. That's why mental maintenance and mentalness is one of the most important keys to your success. So it's out there. Free-floating anxiety is out there. What do? You bring every thought into captivity. So what do I mean, Doc? I got to sit around and just monitor my thoughts? Absolutely not. Your feelings will tell you what you think. I woke up this morning. Body was a little sore. My brain tell me, and we don't feel like working out today, Doc. We're going to take it easy today. My brother, praise him. So you know what I did, Brother Travis? I woke up this morning. I was like, man, you know what? I don't feel like working out today. So I asked myself, Brother Travis, I said, damn, is anything? Nope. Everything's working. Nope. No, nothing's broken. I got the activities in my limb. I woke up this morning, Brother Travis, at about 5 after my little 3-4 hours of sleep. I was feeling magnanimous, but I wasn't feeling magnanimous, Brother Travis. So I asked myself this one question, Brother Travis. Why the f*** are you feeling bad? I looked over, like, yes. Yeah. My wife is still there. I checked my phone. None of my kids called or texted me overnight. So that means no news is good news. Nothing wrong with the kids. No texting for my brothers and sisters. So I'm not bearing anybody. Everybody got money. Maybe everybody can always use more money, but hey, at least we got enough to pay the bills. So wealth is good. Health is good. Everybody's mentally, you know, okay. Nobody's in the mental asylum. Nobody's in prison. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's arrested. Nobody got molested, to my knowledge. So after further analysis, Brother Travis, an investigation, there was no reason, Brother Travis. There was no reason. There was no specific reason. So every day when you wake up, if you do not have a specific reason why you feeling blah, bland, depressed, anxiety, worried, stressed, apprehensive, you know, doubtful, misgivings, all the low vibrant suspect, all that, man, you better get rid of that. That is Lucifer trying to get you to buy some shit. I ain't buying what you selling, bro. So you know what I did, Brother Travis? I got my black ass up and got on that treadmill, homie. Now, was it a magnanimous workout? Was it my best workout? Nope. But guess what? I got it done, Brother Travis. Then I got on my computer, like, man, I don't feel like working on no books today. I don't feel like doing no Dear Kinnear reports today. You know what? I had a good day last month. Man, I had a damn good month. December was great, Brother Travis. I just want to kick back, you know what I'm saying, Brother Travis, and just, life is good. But then I asked myself, Brother Travis, what did you do in December? Because, you know, this is, we're getting ready to go to January. You just can't sit back and rest on your loins. It's like in football, Brother Travis. You only as good as your last play. Ain't no good to score a touchdown on last play and then the next play you fumble. on the 1 yard line, nobody's going to remember the play before that. But the Travis, they're going to just remember the last play. So you got to go out and shine every mother beep day. So you know what I'm doing today, Brother Travis? I'm grinding and shining today. Now, tomorrow, same shit's going to happen. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow, Brother Travis? Same shit I did today. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. I am going to focus on moving forward by living in my desires fulfilled. Let me close with the three-step process, or the last three things. Very simple. Let's keep it very simple, brothers and sisters. Everybody on this call, I need to make sure that you under and over and understand, because what is happening to not just me, but all of us, is we are getting hoodwinked and bamboozled because we are overthinking this. This shit's simple. Remember, God's all-knowing, all-power, all simple. We have made this shit more complicated than what it is. Number one, face your fears. Number two, when you find them, let go of your fears. Number three, take a leap of faith. If you do those three things, I guarantee you, every day I wake up, Brother Travis, I don't feel. So when I say fears, I mean feelings. I face my feelings. Number one, face your feelings. Y'all are not doing that, man. Y'all having feelings, and you let them fools go run amok. It's like letting kids, you're going to let some badass, you're going to let baby kids come over to your house and just run buck wild? Hell no. You're going to be like, excuse me. It could be your brother, your sister, anybody. If my son bring his kids over here and I'm saying, oh, BJ, man, I love my little grandchildren, bro, but, bro, can you get up, man? Can you get off the sofa for me, homie? Yeah, she said, yeah, right there, bro. Can you get, come on, Scarlett, sit down. I mean, Scarlett, get out, Scarlett. Now, I love my grandkids, let's not get it twisted. But, you know, I work hard for my business. So, number one, face your feelings. You have them. Why? If you ask your feelings, why are you here? Well, you got to ask them five times, because you know what? The first time your feelings going to say, feelings, why are you here? You're going to say, your feelings going to say, shit, I'm here because you called me here, mother bee. And you got to ask your feelings, why did I call you here? And then the feelings will answer, well, you concerned. Well, why am I concerned? Well, some bad shit happened to you. So you believe since it's happened to you, it's going to happen to everybody else. So somebody robbed, steal, cheated you, lied to you, so you think that everybody's going to rob, steal, and cheat you. That's not true. That's still good people in the world. Number one, face your feelings. Number two, let go of your feelings. See, y'all got these feelings. Now, remember, I'm not, this message is really not for you guys. This is for me. I just invite y'all along to listen because I figured, you know, shit, if it's happening to me, it might be happening to somebody else. So you know, this is not really for you bright Alkibilans out there. This message is for me, but I just invite you guys along to listen. Face your feelings. Let go of your feelings. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Doc, that shit sounds good. My brother, praise Jesus. How in the hell am I supposed to let go of my feelings? You know what I do? I picture my desire fulfilled. Woo-wee! Which takes me to number three. Take a leap of faith. Now, let me make sure you understand two to three. So in order for me to let go, now I have feelings, right? You know what I feel this morning? I didn't feel like working out, Brother Travis. But you know what I did, Brother Travis? I took my brain to my 80-year-old self. And I saw my 80-year-old self. And I see my 80-year-old self whipped, Brother Travis. And so I tell my current year-old self, I can't tell y'all how old I am. I'm still in my prime, though. Don't get it twisted, Brother Travis. I'm still in my prime, homie. So, you know what I do, Brother Travis? I'll say, yo, Brother Will, if you want to be 80, still being able to walk up a flight of stairs, if you want to be 80 and you want your pecker to still work, if you want to be 80, still riding around getting digits in your convertible Corvette, if you want to be 80, still looking magnanimous,
You must do some shit today. You can't wait till you get 80, bruh. So anytime, Brother Travis, I want to let go of my feelings that says, woe is me, nobody loves me, you know, oh, I'm in the world all by myself, my mama died when I was little, you know, my dad never said, son, I love you, you know, nobody brought me a car when I was a little kid, you know, I didn't even have a place to sleep, Brother Travis, life was hard on me, wah, mother beat, wah, wah, Negro, please, man up. So anytime, Brother Travis, I start having a pity party and feeling sorry for myself because of this free-floating anxiety, I think about my desires fulfilled. And I remember, Brother Travis, I'm sitting at home right now in my mother beat drawers. I got money in my pocket, and I'm talking to you, Brother Travis, and I'm in my right mind. I'm in full health. Life is good. What the f*** am I complaining about? I ain't got shit to complain about. So you know what I do, Brother Travis? Shut up. I mean, this is what I tell myself. Shut up. Sometimes you got to tell yourself to shut up. Yes, you do. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Just don't do it all around other people. They're going to think you strange, Brother Travis. You know, they already look at you a little funny already, Brother Travis. So don't talk to yourself in public. I don't recommend walking down the aisles of Walmart saying, shut up, nigga. I'm just saying, I tried it already, Brother Travis. Hey, everybody was looking at me really strange. So I'm just saying, don't do this shit in public. Last but not least, the most important thing, take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith, for me, means stay connected to your destiny. You see, Brother Travis, every time the little voices in my head saying, oh, put the wheel, you know, yes, nobody loves you, my brother. Look at you got Christmas came and went. Nobody from your family called you and this happened and happened. Feel sorry for yourself, brother. Are you stuck by the wheel? You destroyed your first marriage. Yeah, you got a little money in your pocket now, but you didn't have no money when your kids were little. Now look at you. You're raising somebody else's kids, but then you raise your own kids. You suck as a dad, brother. You should go kill yourself. Yeah, Brother Travis, I have those thoughts too, brother. There is nothing, Brother Travis, or anybody else living on this phone call that do not allow your own self to destroy yourself. I know I did everything possible in my first marriage for it to work. It didn't work, Brother Travis. I did a lot of things wrong. But when you know better, you do better. And as I am learning, I am earning. See, your rewards in life always equals your service to yourself. Keep promises to yourself. So you see, Brother Travis, when I wake up, I made a promise to myself that I was going to be wealthy. So I do shit that makes me wealthy, Brother Travis. Brother Travis, I made a promise to myself to be healthy. So I do shit that makes me healthy, Brother Travis. Brother Travis, I made a promise to myself when I was 13, when my mama died in a freaking coat, sitting in a rocking chair, that shit wouldn't happen to me, Brother Travis. So that's why I'm a wise mother, Brother Travis. This shit did not happen by accident. And Brother Travis, I made a promise to myself that my marriage would not be like my father who beat the shit out of my mama. Came home drunk, would beat her like a Hebrew slave. And then next day, come home with flowers, talking about I love you, baby. Shit happened for years, Brother Travis. I made a promise to myself, Brother Travis, that I would not be in a marriage or a relationship like that, Brother Travis. And you know what, Brother Travis? I've achieved all of my goals, wealthy, healthy, wise, and getting my toes curled. So I am not going back to Egypt. I don't give a damn how much free-floating anxiety is floating around out there, Sister Cheryl of the West. This nigga is not going back to Egypt. And I hope to God that everybody listening on the call today, you make a decision today that this free-floating anxiety that's floating around, that producing feelings. Everybody got all these feelings. Like, everybody's angry. People driving, Brother Travis, some dude cut me off, gave me the finger, got out of his car. Like, he was the man, Brother Travis. I just laughed. That made him more pissed off. I just laughed and, you know, shit, I'm in my convertible Corvette. Life is good. You think you're going to get me amped up? You ain't gaslighting me, bro. You're not gaslighting me. Not today, devil. So you know what, Brother Travis? Living the dream, brother. And everybody else that want to live the dream, check out the website, People Development Center. Class starts on December 28th for the start, sell, and scale. Learn how to write your own book. Create your own course. 21 streams of income. Let's get it, y'all. I love you. Appreciate you. Every day, let's get our guard up.
I'm trying to tell you this ain't nothing you should worry about. If you so mad, get it put out there, you should burn it out. Why take a stand at it when you can let your courage out? Why take a stand at it when you can let your courage out? Let you be feeling you ain't even got to burst it out. Like getting busy, you ain't even have to burn it out. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no planet and no night at all. And all my frenemies and enemies, and bright them all. Gotta. Every day I've been the same, I'm going to stay in the car. I gotta. Been knocked down my whole life, but don't let go. I gotta. I'm tired of feeling these pains, but let me feel in the car. I gotta. You realize this real life, now what would be proud? I gotta. And you realize this real life, now what would be proud? I gotta. Now you provide for the big eye, I'm not sure what you got. I don't know what y'all talking about, I ain't picking shots again. Yin yang is the same game, we go up and down again. Pull the opposites work together just to bring about a mess. Biggest lie we must defeat so we can see ourselves as God within.
About to hit you with this planetary devastation. See your next five moves like that Captain Curry observation. Wanted in to say, gonna take an army to keep me out the pearly gates. Got kicked out of hell. Once I got my God, I've been playing with these mortals to pass the time. These verses like scriptures in my book of rhymes, but they ain't for the nursery. My boss outside of time, metaphysics.
Every day been the same, I'm going to stay in a car.
I got
up. Been knocked down my whole life, but get what I got.
I got up.
I'm tired of feeling these days, but letting the train a car.
I got
up. You realize it's real life, now I won't be proud.
I got
up. I can realize it's real life, now I won't be proud.
I got
up. Now improvise with a bigger eye, and I shoot the child.
I got
up. I don't know what y'all talking about, I ain't picking up yet. Yin yang is the same game, we go up and down the yeah. All our opposites work together just to bring about a mess. Biggest lie we must defeat when we can see ourselves without a mess.